Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
Hello, 我是 Buffy.
And today we're on day two of this month's David's Daily Life.
是啊，是啊，又到第二天的课程了。David's Daily Life, 大卫日记还会有什么样的发展呢？
Let's go ahead and take a look at today's article and find out.
David's Daily Life, I'm jealous.
I made a plan to get back at Daniel. He's already four, but sometimes he has bathroom accidents. Last time, Mom told Daniel, if you have another accident, no TV for a month. So, last night when Daniel was sleeping, I put his hand in a bowl of warm water. After a few minutes, he wet the bed.Mom found out in the morning and made Daniel stand in the corner. He cried, I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom before bedtime. I don't know why. I felt really bad.
Word power!
Accident, accident. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park. Another, another. Jack dropped his cup of coffee, but then made another one. Jack dropped his cup of coffee, but then made another one. Warm, warm. I love to drink warm soup during the winter. I love to drink warm soup during the winter.Corner, corner. The cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room. The cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room.
So, in case people forgot what happened yesterday we learned David has a younger brother named Daniel. Mm-hmm. And Daniel is the baby of the family, so he's the youngest child. Mm-hmm. And he gets to do anything he wants to and doesn't get in trouble.
That's right. 昨天提到 David 原本是家里的宝贝 the baby of the family. 结果当弟弟 Daniel 出生之后一切都风云变色了。
That's right. So, you know, I think Daniel often does things to upset David or make him mad. So remember, he broke some of David's things, and now David got in trouble, even though Daniel drew on the wall.
Well, that might be true from David's point of view.
Oh, really?
可是可能只有 David 会这样觉得，就是觉得 Daniel 一直给他惹麻烦。
Really? That's very interesting. Okay, anyway, you ready to begin?
Sure, let's go.
So today's article starts, I made a plan to get back at Daniel.
哎呦,David 要展开复仇之路了。他要怎么做呢?
Well, here in this sentence, we saw the phrase to get back at someone. Now, to get back at someone...means to do something very mean or very bad to them because they did something to make you mad first.
Oh, get back at 某人就是报复某人的意思。那如果想要说明原因，因为什么事要报复某人，就可以用 get back at somebody for something. 例如我们可以说 Nina tries to get back at Terry for what he said in the meeting. 有可能 Terry 在会议上指责了 Nina 或者说了什么 Nina 不太中听的话啦。所以 Nina tries to get back at Terry for what he said in the meeting.
I know these people.
So what was David's plan? 他的计划是什么呢？怎么复仇？
Well, in the article, he says he's already four. So Daniel's already four. But sometimes he has bathroom accidents.
原来 Daniel 呢已经四岁了，可是有时候他还是会有 bathroom accidents.What is that?
Well, I'll tell you what a bathroom accident is, but first, let's look at our word power word, which is accident. Accident is a noun, and an accident is an event or something that happens, but you didn't mean for it to happen. For example, two cars hitting each other on the street is an accident. Or somebody spilling their coffee on themselves is also an accident. Now, sometimes when accidents happen, people can get hurt. That is true. Now, in this situation, when he says bathroom accident, this just means Daniel maybe poops or pees in his pants or when he's sleeping.
OK, 所以这里的 bathroom accident 呢可不是在说在厕所里面发生意外哦而是尿床的意思。Accident 呢同学们常接触到的用法是事故灾祸的意思像是 car accident。那在这里指的是意外事件就是由于疏忽或者是无心造成的事件。这里有个片语跟同学补充一下 by accident, 就是意外的。像是我们可以说 I took my sister's book by accident. 我不小心拿到我姐姐的书可是我不是故意的所以是 by accident.
That's right. Okay, here's a sample sentence. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park.
布兰登在公园里遗失他的宠物狗是场意外，也就是说他不是故意要将狗弄丢的，是无心之过啦，对不对 ，Brandon?
That's a big accident. Okay, back to the article. It says, last time, Mom told Daniel, if you have another accident, no TV for a month.
Wow. 上一次妈妈就对 Daniel 说啦，如果你再尿床一次的话，你一个月不能看电视哦。
Now here we have another word power word, another. Another is an adjective, and another means one more person or one more thing of the same kind. For example, if I say another dessert, that might mean one plus one or two desserts.
Another 是形容词表示又一怎么样怎么样再怎么样怎么样的意思。例如 Bob ate another cheeseburger.Bob ate another cheeseburger, 就表示 Bob 呢又吃了一个起司汉堡就可能说他已经吃了两个咯。那讲到 another 呢让我想到一部很有名的电影 Die Another Day. 同学们知道什么电影吗提示一下哦就是跟 James Bond 有关系。
So what does that mean, die another day?
You just live to die another day.
Oh, okay, so you don't want to die today.
No.
You can die tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, all right, here's a sample sentence. Jack dropped his...cup of coffee, but then made another one. Jack dropped his cup of coffee, but then made another one.
杰克手中的咖啡啊掉在地上了，所以他又重泡了一杯。
Okay, back to the article. It says, So, last night when Daniel was sleeping, I put his hand in a bowl of warm water.
所以大卫的复仇计划就是趁 Daniel 在睡觉的时候呢把他的手放到一碗温水里。哎，这是哪一招啊？等一下帮你们破解一下哦。
Okay, but first we have another word power word, warm. Warm is an adjective, and we use the word warm to describe the temperature of something. And if something is warm, then it is hot, but not too hot. Usually things that are warm are very comfortable.
That's true.先解释一下 warm, 温暖的也就是 not too hot and not too cold 的意思。温度刚刚好就可以用 warm, W-A-R-M 这个字。那它的发音和拼字跟穷 worm, W-O-R-M 很像哦同学们要分清楚。不要说成 the weather is warm, 天气很穷那可就不好了。
That's right. Now here's a sample sentence. I love to drink warm soup during the winter.I love to drink warm soup during the winter.
我喜欢在冬天的时候喝完暖乎乎的汤。感觉好温暖哦。
That's right. Okay, back to the article. It says, after a few minutes, he or Daniel wet the bed.
Oh no. 手放在温水里几分钟之后, Daniel 就尿床了。
So here we saw the phrase to wet the bed. Now, if someone wets the bed, it means they pee-peed、mm-hmm. in their bed while they were sleeping. Now,、mm-hmm. young children and some adults...often wet the bed.
Really?
I don't know, I'm just kidding.
这里的 wet the bed 就是说尿床的意思。Wet 是动词表示弄湿尿床的意思。
So why did Daniel wet the bed?、Mm, well,、why? Because David put his hand in warm water.、Hmm. Now, I don't know about Taiwan, but、mm-hmm. in America, people say if your hand touches、mm-hmm. warm water while you sleep, you will want to go pee.
That's new to me, but...现在来跟大家解释一下为什么 David 呢要把 Daniel 的手放在温水里。这其实是西方国家很常见的一个 prank, P-R-A-N-K,、mm. P-R-A-N-K, 恶作剧。因为这样子呢就会害你在睡觉的人有尿床的这个动作。诶其实真刚好，因为我昨天刚好看了一部电影、
oh, really?
男主角就是这样被恶整，他的手被放在碗里，所以他起来惊醒就赶快看一下自己有没有尿床。
So maybe the next time, if you have、mm-hmm. your friends over and、oh. they spend the night, you could try it.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Okay, now back to the article. It says, Mom found out in the morning and made Daniel stand in the corner.
求了求了，妈妈发现了，然后还叫 Daniel 去墙角罚站面壁思过。
Now here we have another word power word, corner. Corner is a noun, and a corner is a certain area...where two sides come together. Now,、mm. if it's inside of a room, it's、mm. where two walls come together.
That's right.、Mm. Corner 就是名词角落、街角处的意思。
For example, I could say the cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room. The cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room.
这只猫咪啊，因为感到害怕而躲在房间的角落。
Okay, now next in the article...Daniel cried and said, I'm sorry, I went to the bathroom before bedtime.
一个月不能看电视对他来说应该是很严重的惩罚了。所以 Daniel 就边哭边道歉啊，哎呦，我睡觉前就有去上过厕所啦。在这里呢，我们看到 before 这个介系词指的是在什么什么之前。赶快让我们看看英文快译通老师还有什么更详细的补充吧。
英文
快译通Oh, yeah!
Hi everyone, I'm Polly. I want to ask you something before today's lesson. 在今天课程开始之前想先问大家一个问题。Do you remember who my favorite band is? Yes, my favorite band is Garbage. Okay, 那 before today's lesson 就是在今天课程之前的意思。那 before 到底可以怎么用呢？我们赶快进入今天的课程。Okay, before 这个字大家应该不陌生，就是在什么之前的意思。大家应该最熟悉它当连接词的用法，可以直接用它来连接两个句子。我们先来复习一下这种用法。那么 Garbage 呢，在2005年发行的第四张专辑 Bleed Like Me 里面有一首非常好听而且非常具有正面力量的歌曲，歌名是 Run Baby Run。 那里面有一段呢是这样唱的 Find out who you are before you regret it Cause life is so short There's no time to waste itOK, 那我们听到第一句话呢 Find out who you are before you regret it. Find out who you are before you regret it. Regret, R-E-G-R-E-T, 这个动词是感到后悔、懊悔的意思。所以这句歌词的意思就是感到后悔之前 Before you regret it, find out who you are. 找出自己到底是谁。这段歌词呢就是在鼓励大家要勇敢的去追求自己的样子，因为人生是很短暂的，不要等到最后才懊悔当初没有找到自己到底要的是什么。 OK, 所以 before 呢它可以直接把两个句子连接起来， before 前面呢是先发生的事情， before 后面是后发生的事情。 OK, 不过 before 其实还有另外一个用法，它可以当做介系词。那么当介系词的时候呢，后面就不是接完整的句子，而是能直接接名词或者动名词。所以刚刚那句歌词 Find out who you are before you regret it, 我们可以改写成 Find out who you are before regretting it. Find out who you are before regretting it. 因为 before 变成介系词，所以记得不能直接接原形动词的 regret， 要加 ing 把它变成动名词 regretting。好，那我们再来举一个例子 ，Garbage 的女主唱叫做 Shirley Manson， 她是另类摇滚界女神级的人物。那她在加入 Garbage 之前呢，原本是在另外一个乐团叫做 Angel Fish。那么英文我可以直接说 She was in the band Angel Fish before she joined Garbage. She was in the band Angel Fish before she joined Garbage. 大家可能有发现这句话呢出现了两个 she。Before 前面和后面的句子的主词都是 she， 指的都是 Shirley Manson。所以呢，如果你想让句子看起来更简洁，不想要重复同样的字，就可以把 before 后面的 she 省略。但是记得一省略之后呢 ，before 就不再是连接词，而是介系词了。所以后面接的动词要加 ing， join 呢要变成 joining。所以整句话就是 She was in the band Angel Fish before joining Garbage。而既然 before 在这里是介系词，它也就可以直接接名词。我们还可以把 joining 也直接省略掉，直接接团名就好。所以这句话又可以变成 She was in the band Angel Fish before Garbage. She was in the band Angel Fish before Garbage. OK, 那么在结尾前呢，我想和大家再分享一下 I want to share one more thing with you before the ending. 他们最近的一张专辑是去年五月发行的 Not Your Kind of People， 是他们暌违七年之后的惊艳回归之作。有兴趣的人一定要去听听看哦。Please don't forget to review what we learned today before the next lesson. See you next time. Bye.
So the article ends, David says, I don't know why I felt really bad.
Okay. Daniel 不知道为什么他尿床，因为他在哭，在解释嘛。那这边呢 ,David felt really bad.Oh, poor Daniel. No TV for a month. How terrible.
How terrible. Okay, well, that's about it for this part of the article. Let's go to our wrap-up. Okay, so we're at the end of day two of David's daily life.
What a highlight of the class. 今天的课程真的是一个高潮，因为他的恶作剧就出现了，就是把 Daniel 的手放在温水里，然后害他尿床。我好想试试看这个 prank.
Have you ever played pranks on people?
No, not really.
Really?
很少，我很少对别人恶作剧，而且如果恶作剧的话，其实都还蛮轻微的。I would say trick instead of prank.
Oh, so something very nice.
Yes.
Okay. I played a prank on someone before.
Really?
One time, my friends and I went to eat Japanese food.
Uh-huh.
And in his sushi, we put a lot of wasabi. He didn't know and he ate the whole thing.He was crying, BT, everything coming down.
Johnny 老师说他就是跟朋友去吃寿司的时候呢，放了很多 wasabi 芥末在里面，
yeah.
他的朋友就一直哭。It's not nice.
It was actually pretty funny. Anyway, that's it for today's lesson. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
A-Fun 小聚会。
Evita， 最近呢，我超忙的，要上瑜伽课，还要健身课，还要烹饪课，还要学韩文，学日文。哎，我可是会七国语言的哦，不信你们听。Hello， 안녕하세요 ，Ohayo， Bonjour， Hola， 你好，你好。哎，你看是不是七种？哎，好多事我都想学。那么英文是这样表达的 ：Learning new things is one of my goals. Learning new things is one of my goals. 我的目标是学习新事物。就像刚刚我提到，有很多事情要学啊，我就可以说 ：Learning yoga is one of my goals. 我的目标之一是学习瑜伽。Learning new languages is one of my goals. 我的目标之一是学习新的语言。Learning how to cook is one of my goals. 我的目标之一是学习如何烹饪。其实啊，各位同学们，如果你们有时间去学习新的事物，是一件很好的事哦。Learning new things can be one of your goals. 或许你们可以跟着阿公阿嬷去跳跳土风舞啊，也是在学习新的事物哦，跟着他们一起活到老学到老吧。
David's Daily Life I'm jealous.
I made a plan to get back at Daniel. He's already 4, but sometimes he has bathroom accidents. Last time, Mom told Daniel, if you have another accident, no TV for a month. So, last night when Daniel was sleeping, I put his hand in a bowl of warm water. After a few minutes, he wet the bed. Mom found out in the morning and made Daniel stand in the corner. He cried, I'm sorry, I went to the bathroom before bedtime. I don't know why. I felt really bad.
Accident. Accident. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park. It was an accident when Brandon lost his dog at the park. Another. Another. Jack dropped his cup of coffee, but then made another one. Jack dropped his cup of coffee, but then made another one. Warm. Warm. I love to drink warm soup during the winter. I love to drink warm soup during the winter. Corner. Corner. The cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room. The cat felt scared and hid in the corner of the room.